A film version of the Broadway musical Rent is now singing and dancing at your local Cineplex, soon to be joined there by the producers. Meanwhile, a stage musical based on the movie Tarzan is opening on Broadway soon, and it will be joined next year by Mary Poppins. Cross-pollination between stage and screen isn't new, but our Bob Mondello says it's becoming more common and more profitable.
Broadway has long been a place where singing and dancing reign supreme, but at the multiplex, not so much.
How do you write a song when the chords sound wrong, though they once sounded right and rare?
In just 9 days at movie theaters, Rent has taken in almost $20 million, about what the stage version takes in a year. But that's not much in movie terms, which is why movie musicals have gone in and out of fashion since Fred Astaire taught Hollywood to dance. They were in the 1970s when Cabaret and the Rocky Horror Picture Show made them look hip. And they were out in the 80s and 90s when a new thing called MTV made them look old-fashioned and stagey.
The sun come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar.
Then the sun came out on the 21st century, and a pair of Hollywood musicals brought the form back again. Moulin Rouge earned a snappy $175 million in 2001, and a year later, a one-time Broadway flop got radically reconceived for the screen and took in more than $300 million.
Start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall. There's a nightly brawl.
Chicago made it official. The movie musical could still be profitable. But Chicago wasn't much of a model for other projects. It got around the "why are all those people bursting into song" question by having its leading lady fantasize the musical numbers from her jail cell. You can't do that often. Last year's Phantom of the Opera tried another tack, creating an operatic, all-singing world on screen with only modest box office results. Rent's solution, since it has characters who look like refugees from music videos, is to let them croon like they're in music videos. So now for $8.50, you can get this Rent at your local multiplex.
You're shivering.
It's nothing that turns off my heat, and I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you like...
And for $85, you can get this Rent at New York's Nederlander Theater.
And I'm just a little weak on my feet. Would you like my candle? What are you staring at?
For decades, producers worried that no one would go to a stage show once a movie of it was available, and waited until hits were on their last legs. But musicals started running for so long, Phantom will soon celebrate its 18th anniversary on Broadway, that producers loosened up a bit, and discovered that movie buzz could help a stage show rather than hurt it. Chicago and Phantom were fading on Broadway when their movies came out, but the extra publicity pumped their attendance way back up. Broadway's Rent was hovering around 65% of capacity a few weeks ago. Then the movie's ads started airing, and now the theater is almost full. Broadway's fears may finally fade if something similar happens with the producers.
There's nothing like a Broadway show.
Tell your movies.
There's nothing like a Broadway show.
And though it is expensive at $100 a throw, there's nothing...
Those lyrics kid that $100 a throw, but movie studios have been drawn to it like moths to a searchlight. Disney led the way, bringing their kid flicks Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King to the stage, and adding close to $1 billion to their revenue stream. Small wonder that stage versions of Tarzan and Mary Poppins will arrive in 2006. A couple of years ago, MGM sent Broadway producers a long list of film titles with a note essentially saying, here's what we've got. Anything strike you as a musical? DreamWorks is adapting its animated film Shrek for the stage, and Universal Pictures invested in both the stage version of the movie Billy Elliot, and also in the musical Wicked, a project that was originally envisioned as a dramatic movie, but that ended up with songs and dances on Broadway instead. It may yet become a film, of course, if movie musicals stay in fashion long enough, something this holiday season will go a long way to determining. I'm Bob Mondello.